It is April 20th, 2011, and this is Ozarks at Large. For the third straight month, officials at state and federal agencies say unemployment figures in Arkansas remain unchanged. Kimberly Friedman works with the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services.
Arkansas' seasonally adjusted unemployment rate did remain constant in March at 7.8%. Arkansas's rate a year ago, looking at March 2010, the rate was 7.9%, so we're just actually down 0.1 percentage point from where we were a year ago.
Friedman says that's a full percentage point less than the national rate of 8.8%, and Arkansas is continuing to grow, with 19,100 more workers employed in March of this year than this time last year.
Small businesses in Oklahoma and Benton County, Arkansas, that suffered damages in this winter's record-breaking snow, might be eligible for low-interest loans through the Small Business Administration. The agency says it has declared a disaster area in several central and eastern Oklahoma counties after snowfall totals of more than 2 feet fell in February. An SBA spokesperson says businesses in the affected areas, and that includes Benton County and Arkansas, could be eligible for loans up to $2 million. 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack is scheduled to tour the Arkansas Nuclear One facility near Russellville this week. The 3-hour tour is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. He is scheduled to also make stops in Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Fayetteville through Saturday.
The man who is credited with blowing the whistle on fraud at AIG will speak on the University of Arkansas campus next week. Gordon Massey is a former manager for the American International Group. In 2005, he contacted federal regulators about incidents of alleged fraud and malfeasance at AIG. He is the author of The Whistleblower's Dilemma, Confronting Fraud with AIG, and is scheduled to talk Thursday afternoon, April 28th, at Willard J. Walker Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. The Fayetteville Animal Shelter recently renovated the puppy nursery area at their facility on South Armstrong Avenue. The renovation was made possible by a $25,000 gift by the late Catherine Scott, a longtime supporter of the shelter and the Humane Society of the Ozarks. Justine Middleton, Animal Service Superintendent, says the gift has facilitated more efficient use of the space previously available for puppies.
We used all $25,000. What we actually had to do part of that was demolition because we took out the pens that were in there. We totally took those out. We re-poured the floor, re-poured the concrete floor to slope to the back of the room. And then the bulk of the money was spent on the new kennel system that went in, which is actually a double-decker system. So we have puppies on top and on bottom. And it gives them more room to play and relax and just, enjoy being a puppy. So it was, and we also did some acoustical ceiling tiles to help on the acoustics in that room because it can get very loud in the shelter. So it can be stressful on the puppies to have to be around that noise all the time. And we also put in a new air filter system.
Visitors are now welcome to go inside the puppy room, but the no-touching rule is still in place to prevent the spread of infectious diseases. The new glass-fronted cages allow potential adopters or foster parents better interaction with puppies. Apart from this improvement, the shelter is also in the process of putting together a cookbook to benefit the shelter's cause. Interested individuals can mail their recipes to 1640 South Armstrong Avenue, Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72701.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will return to SEC play this weekend after defeating Oral Roberts University 6-5 last night in Tulsa. Arkansas is now 26-9 this year, tied for first in the SEC West. The Razorbacks will face Kentucky in Lexington for 3 games this weekend. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals have tonight off. Then they'll return to Arvest Stadium in Springdale to begin a 4-game series with the Arkansas Travelers on Thursday night. The Nats lost last night in Corpus Christi, but they're still in first place in the Texas League's North Division.
And the Ozark Headwaters Group Sierra Club, the Omni Climate Change Task Force, and the Green Economy Group will host a roundtable discussion tonight on local initiatives that address climate change. The discussion, scheduled to begin at 6, will take place at the Fayetteville Public Library. Also tonight, a panel discussion dedicated to the role of public transportation in Northwest Arkansas is scheduled to begin at 6:30 at the Washington Regional Education Center in Fayetteville. Both discussions are free and open to the public.
This is Ozarks at Large.